Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990 or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGELLendingTeam.com or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564, complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at RonSiegelRadio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and DRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Radio Show, only on Financial News and Talk. Now live in studio, your host, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries as we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the rest of the media. This is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots so you know the actions you can take, how your family or business can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. Before we get into our intriguing content today, please join me in welcoming our featured guests and repeat offenders, both of them. Jay Kaplan is back in the house.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
The Lone Source. I just had to throw that in there,
of
Jay.
Of course.
And you look at the bright side, Jay. I have another group of people that were sitting here, and I muted them because you know what their comment was?
What's that?
I have a bad feeling about this.
just saying. Red Barber's in the house. The Giant Solution. Welcome.
Good morning, Ron.
Now, ironically enough, now how do we get Brett here? Jay, you and I do this all the time, right?
Uh-huh. We do.
Now, those people that are watching, Ron Siegel Radio, ronsiegelradio.tv, or if you're watching on one of our, on the YouTube channel later on, you hear us say, okay, we've got Brett Barber here from the Giant Solution, and he's sitting between you and me, Jay. I don't know about that. I mean, it might be a little bit of a... an oxymoron there. Sometimes people just call me a moron.
Right, right.
Well, Jay, just don't get too excited right there. I know you're...
No oxys here.
You're very quick in agreeing with that one,
yeah,
Jay.
But ox...
Ox, okay. Let me remind you, if you ever have any home or finance-related questions, I am the consumer advocate looking out for you, and you can reach out to me directly, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Just remember, that's the number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me first. There are no operators standing by. I am it.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
While I do have a great team when it comes to developing a financing plan or plan to save you money, I personally work with you. Even if you don't have any needs today, save this number in your phone for future reference, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. 90, and I do have a production team. We've got no budget here at Ron Siegel Radio. So when I looked at what the production team came up with today for us to celebrate, I think I had to cut the budget even further. I mean, you look at today's celebrations. National Massachusetts Day. Now, National Thrift Shop Day.
Ridiculous.
National Black Cat Appreciation Day.
You're absolutely useless.
Yeah, I'm looking at all these things. And you know, the National Nonprofit Day. My guys, where are they?
More money.
I looked. The last one on the list was I Love My Feet Day today.
So I know who's asked the kick.
Yeah, there's nothing good about... Jay, for you and I think we're...
I know. I can't see my feet. I'm not sure about you. But, you know, unless...
Well, when they're sticking straight out, I can. If I'm laying... Well, maybe not if I'm laying down. If I'm sitting down, So, Jay, you and I are going to have to wait until tomorrow when it will be National Fajita Day followed by National Ice Cream Pie Day.
I'm just going to have to be forced to celebrate.
We'll celebrate tomorrow. Okay, so we are on it there, moving right along. What are the markets doing this morning? We're going to check that out for you. Dow Jones Industrial Average down 124 points as I speak to you. That's good news out of Walmart. That's where the problems are. Oil up 17 cents per barrel, and the U.S. 10-year Treasury down ever so slightly, 2.216. U.S. 10-year Treasury down just a little bit. So not a whole lot of excitement in the news there. Why is the Dow Jones Industrial Average off so much when... We'll get to some statistics here. Think about this statistic. This is an interesting statistic because it's been a long time since we've been able to say something like this, at least 8 or 9 years, that GDP, now where do we look at GDP? We're looking at the Philadelphia Fed is charged with the idea or the task of predicting where GDP is going to come out, and they're looking for the second quarter. Ready for this one? I should get my friends over here because it's been a while since we've seen a GDP number like this. We haven't, never happened during the Obama administration. You ready for this? 3.6% second quarter projected GDP. That's a pretty big number. We'll see if it holds because you got to remember, it is coming out from economists. And you know what economists do best? Hedge. See, they're going to change that number a few times, but that's the number they're talking about right now. July industrial production increased 0.2%. Philly Federal Regional Manufacturing Index fell to 18.9, but it was better than the economists were expecting at 17. Weekly jobless claims down 232,000 below the consensus of 240,000. And we also look at today. We always look at Thursday mornings. We come out with a number every Thursday. Actually, we don't. I just reported. Freddie Mac, 7 a.m. California time. Freddie Mac provides us with the 30-year fixed rate loan. What is that one doing? 3.89. Got to pay a half a point to get it, but that's the Freddie Mac number today. Down all the way from 3.90. Last year, this time, it was 3.45, same as it was last week. So just looking at the different, actually, I think it was 3.43. I think my no-budget production team may have missed that one. And you're looking at the production team. So with no budget right there. I can blame them for everything because, well, some of the things other people do. But the ones that are bad, I always talk about myself. What the heck? So mortgage rates. You know, when you still think about it, I look at these numbers and I hear, especially millennials, they're really the only ones that come up with this comment. Ron, do you think rates are going to go back down, or how long will it be till they go back down? And I say, you know, maybe you want to look at history, because history does tend to repeat itself as long as we learn from it. And in the 1980s, Jay, that's when you first got your first reverse mortgage, right? In the 1980s. Just kidding, Jay here. But Jay, 1980s, you and I both are old enough to remember that double-digit interest rates, right?
I had, I think, 16% on my first trust deed and 19 on the second, because in those days you would assume the first and then put on how it was.
Exactly.
So maybe you don't. You're not that old.
Well, I bought my first house in 83 or 84, somewhere around there. So think about that concept. If you're looking at a Freddie Mac number of 3.89, say maybe you don't qualify for that. Maybe you only qualify for 4.25, 4.5. Those are amazing numbers. Those are unbelievably low numbers. And anybody that wants to tell you that, yeah, maybe we're in a housing bubble, the affordability index is still unbelievably low. And I'm looking right now, there's 16,680 homes for sale in the Anaheim, Santa Ana, Irvine metropolitan statistical area. That's down 6% from last year, down 6%. Mm. So when somebody says to you, well, no one's buying houses. Mm. Well, when the inventory is down 6%, don't you think there's a likelihood that sales are going to drop a little bit? We're 1% down month over month. Now, here's the number that's a great number, especially if you're listening to us in Orange County. Go back for 42 years. I know some of you aren't that old, but if you go back historically, 42 years, in Orange County, our property values appreciate by 5.01% over the last 42 years. Now, do you think there's any better place to put your money? And I know there's a lot of people that have a lot of areas to put your money. But 5.01% for the last, if you average out the last 42 years. Yes, I know in 2009 the prices took a dip. And I know that in 2000 prices took a dip. And I know that in 1991 prices took a dip. But if you draw the chart out and put all those in there, 5.01%, 42 years, and that does not take into account leverage. So if you're putting 10% down, that means you can say that that's about a 50% appreciation on your money. Think about some of those numbers. Where else are you going to put your money? You got to own your own house. We'll talk about that. Don't keep the equity in there. That's not where the equity belongs. That doesn't do you any good. But you do want to have your own property. Now, when you're thinking about where that property should be, well, there's a few places you might want to be looking. Maybe, I just saw a report this morning. Now, you know me, I'm not a big government guy. But think about this one. If you're thinking about where you should be moving, if you're planning on buying a lot of stuff, if you're a techie like I am, well, check it out. You may want to consider Oregon. Montana, okay, don't go there in the winter. Alaska, you might want to avoid that one in the winter. New Hampshire, that's a surprise. And Delaware, you know what those five states all have in common? None of them have a sales tax. Oh. So it might be a benefit right there. If you're buying a bunch of stuff, go to one of those places, and that's where you buy your stuff. Then you have to live where you want to live. And, you know, that's just a big benefit if you're living in Taxifornia. you know, might not be the best place to buy your stuff, but especially if you're looking at gasoline. I haven't talked about gasoline this week, because if you want gasoline, you got to go to South Carolina to fill up. $2.75 a gallon is the average. $2.34.4 nationwide, and in Texifornia, $2.98. I wonder why that might be. We'll talk about it. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. Easy for me to say. Who is the ideal candidate for a reverse mortgage? That's a good question. And ironically enough, just by chance, Jay Kaplan's here. He's going to talk about that one. Bad medical debt, is it hurting your credit? 58% of homeowners see a drop in home values. Do you believe them? I wonder who they were asking that question to. And are there some good places where you can put your money right now and get a good return? And what I like to say is a safe return. We'll talk about that one as well. Remember, you can reach us anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, and on Twitter, @ronsiegel. If you miss any part of our broadcast, shame on you. But the replay is available, Ron Siegel 1, Ron Siegel the numeral 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Did you know that banks and credit bureaus are rewarded financially if you have bad credit? And the worse your credit score is, the more money they can make off of you? How does that make you feel, knowing that banks are getting rich off of your hard-earned money? How does it make you feel, knowing that if a bank or a credit bureau makes a mistake on your credit report, they benefit from it and it hurts you? The Fair Credit Report Act of 1971 requires banks and credit bureaus to report only accurate information, and nearly 100% of all credit reports are inaccurate. If you're sick and tired of being broke and tired of being robbed by the banks, you owe it to yourself and to your family to call Rondi. Rondi is a FICO-certified credit professional and has helped thousands of people just like you get out of debt and establish great credit. Rondi's number is 855-608-1990. Again, that's 855-608-1990. Or visit creditsanitizer.com. Again, that website is creditsanitizer.com.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037 and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. And yes, no, don't ask me that question. Jay is not thinking it's still Wine Wednesday.
Yes, I am.
You know, I was watching...
It's Tequila Thursday.
Jay, I was watching an old rerun last night with my family of Two and a Half Men. And I was watching the young man, what's his name, Charlie in that thing, filling up his coffee mug like you have there, mm-hmm. and getting ready to go in with his brother, and he was filling it up with bourbon. So I just, what does that mean about what we're talking about today?
Yeah.
Not darn.
Oh, everything. It's kind of like my security blanket. I'm not sure how much coffee I really drink in the day, but it's my companion.
It's your companion.
Yeah.
Okay. So we'll just call you. Yeah, you don't smoke. He doesn't swear. Doesn't drink.
I'm
doesn't
so good.
Eat. Boy, oh boy.
That's
investments, Jay. That's investments.
That's true.
We will maybe get on with the broadcast. The real-time real estate segment today being brought to you by the area trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text NEST, N-E-S-T, to 79564. There are 58% of homeowners see a drop in home values coming. Well, you know something, I guess everybody should see a drop in home values coming. We just don't know whether it's going to be 2 years, 5 years, 10 years. It's always going to Jay, you and I have been around long enough. Every 7 to 10 years, we're going to see a drop in home values somewhere around there.
Probably.
We just never know. According to recently released Modern Home
Depends
Buyer.
How long I get to live, too. Remember, I'm older than you.
You're older than everybody.
That's true.
According to a recently released Modern Home Buyer survey from Value Insured, 58% of homeowners think there will be a housing bubble and price correction within the next 2 years. After what transpired just 10 years ago, we can understand the concern Americans have about the current increase in home prices. However, this market has very little in common with what happened last decade. The two major causes of the housing crash were a vast oversupply of housing inventory caused by home builders building at a pace that far exceeded historical norms, and lending standards that were so relaxed that unqualified buyers could easily obtain financing, thus enabling them to purchase a home. Today, housing inventory is at a 20-year low with new construction starts well below historic norms, and financing a home is anything but simple in the current mortgage environment. The elements that precipitated the housing crash a decade ago do not exist in today's real estate market. Current increase in home prices is the result of standard economic equation. When demand is high and supply is low, prices rise. If you're one of the 58% of the homeowners who are concerned about home values depreciating over the next 2 years and are hesitant to move up to the home of your dreams, take comfort in the latest home price expectation survey. And I've got a whole article on that right there on our Facebook page, all our social media channels. Thank you. I should say thank you. That 49,000 people on the various social media channels, right? Now, I know there's a lot of people that have more, but 49,000 for a little peon like me, I'm appreciative of every one of you, and I say
that's
thank
a little.
You. Thanks, Jay. You didn't have to put that there. So speaking of, that's the real-time real estate segment, again, brought to you by the area trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Speaking of the heckler in the bunch, Mr. Jay Kaplan, the Loan Source, he is with us. Welcome, senor.
Thank you.
Glad to have you with us. So let's chat a little bit. I know something. I don't know something.
Yeah, you know a little.
Let's talk a little about reverse mortgages.
Let's talk a lot.
You and I do talk a lot. That we're good at,
No,
Jay.
No, let's talk a lot about reverse mortgages.
Okay. So, you know, we look and I hear folks talking that the reverse mortgage is only for people that are in serious financial trouble.
Absolutely not. However,
okay.
That I think has been built up for two reasons. One is that many years ago, that's exactly what the reverse mortgage was designed for, and it was designed by banks mostly as, I know a loan is an investment, but I separate those as an investment for the banks rather than a loan from the bank. So they weren't that good, but they were simply for people to be able to hang on to their homes for a while. That is long gone, ancient history.
Okay.
So You know, so
that, do you see it more now as a financial planning tool?
The other thing has to do with the other thing has to do with the way a lot of the advertising is done. Okay, a lot of people really trust Tom Selleck. I think he would not have done as good a job as Harrison in Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Okay.
Even though he was the first to be offered. And I really like his $10 million penthouse that those advertisements are done at, but they're still aimed at at what the more.
Tell us what you really think, Jay.
What I really think is I want it.
Yeah.
But I think it aims at what they call the low hanging fruit, people who are in trouble that need to save their home, and that's an easier sale for those larger companies. I think it's great to be able to save someone's home if there's a need for it.
Well, you know something, Jay, you brought up a good point there, and it's something that I want to really dig into with you because it's something I talk about regularly. You know, you're talking about the low-hanging fruit, and the low-hanging fruit is a decent thought process. And I was just chatting with somebody about this last night, the idea of this low-hanging fruit and the online tools where you've got the Tom Selleck group, and you've got in the forward mortgages, some of the other, rocket ships or something like that. And those things, they might be good, but, you've been doing this for at least a day or two, Jay. And I'm going to suggest that you've probably seen a loan or two that came up at the very last minute and there was a hiccup, a speed bump.
Oh, I'll say.
Right?
Well, it's a normal part of our business, right?
Right. And that's what people are really paying you for. I mean, anybody can do the cookie cutter. That low-hanging thing where, it's just a no-brainer. But what happens when you get to the 11th hour and you really need somebody with experience, right? You're going to go and try and
have to, right.
You're going to pick up the phone?
Someone like yourself with normal, forward, I hate to use forward or normal, but regular loans.
Right.
And somebody like myself with the Heckams.
Right.
In reverse. So, although people who come through you and your show, of course, I usually make sure that the cost for them is either nothing or very low.
We like that because I'm cheap.
Yes, you are. There's only one part of costs that actually come to a loan representative, and that's the origination. I never charge that.
Okay.
The other costs for borrowers are either the FHA, insurance costs, title insurance, things like that. And a lot of that can normally be covered depending on the situation, but mostly covered.
So I'm gonna throw a tough question at you, Jay. And here's the issue, because I just had somebody say this to me the other day when I said, hey, when you talk to my friend Jay, he's going to, in most instances, not every instance, if you follow his guidance, he can show you how in most instances to get the costs all absorbed. So the question that came up, and it was a very good question, and it's one that I really like people asking, how do you make money?
You know what? The best questions I get asked are the ones I can't answer.
Okay.
Because I get to learn from those. I get paid by the bank.
Okay, so.
That takes the loans. Well, and they pay pretty well. And, even though that the bank is not collecting a payment every month, it's still valuable for that bank.
Sure, they're not doing it because they like anybody.
Well, it's just like you when you get an investment or, you're not always getting a dividend from that investment every month, but the investment is growing. So the banks see it the same way. It's a saleable commodity, and they're not looking. I think from what I heard, the banks are looking for about 2.5% overall,
sure,
which keeps everything, down.
And if you look right now, if you're a financial guru or you follow the markets, there's a very common, you can correlate Jay's product, the reverse mortgage, is very similar to, from an investor's standpoint, not from you as a consumer, but from the investor's standpoint, it's very similar to a zero coupon bond, right? You keep the bond keeps on accumulating that interest, which is what's happening on the, potentially, because you don't have to let the reverse mortgage accumulate interest, but the bond keeps accumulating interest, and at the end of the day, at some point in time, when that bond matures, you get all the money and interest at that time. Same with the reverse mortgage.
Yeah. Yesterday I went to the Orange County Financial Planners Association quarterly thingy that's a thingy.
Thingy, okay.
It's a highfalutin word at UCI. And Wade Pfau was there, one of the real heroes of the reverse mortgage industry. And Dr. Pfau said, and it was only yesterday, and it takes me about, you know, 6-7 years to remember a line.
Right.
But, you know, I made some notes.
I thought you forgot it in 6 or 7 minutes, but so you're
doing
good.
Well, that's true. You know, I remember being in the crib, but yesterday, no. I'll tell you one line. I'll read it. He said that a reverse mortgage coordinates strategies to allow for a larger legacy, and I added, of course, as well for a more comfortable retirement. And then he brought in such things as spending down your assets and sequence of returns, which is a whole different show.
Sure.
Not to mention being able to move yourself from one tax bracket to another by where you take your income from, tax-free from the reverse.
I like the idea, Jay, of being able to move your income from one area to another, or your revenue stream, because it's really not income, but your revenue stream from one place to another to minimize your taxes. And if you want more information on this, give me a call at 800-306-1990. I will put you in touch with Jay Kaplan. He is the loan source when we're talking about reverse mortgages. And I've shared this many times. I did a lot of studies on the reverse mortgage when my mom was getting hers, and we did that with her. And I thought I knew a lot about the program, and then I listened to Jay Kaplan, and I've learned a ton from him. So we'll put you in touch with Jay and get some great information. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, bad medical debt hurting your credit. The ideal reverse mortgage candidate may surprise you, and safe, secure investments we will talk about, and high yielding, too. I like that even better. We're going to talk about all that and more. You can reach us anytime. Off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, and on Twitter, @ronsiegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Siegel Lending Team offers you buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,900. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.75%, APR 3.85%, that payment could support a $416,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6.5%, which is roughly the average home mortgage rate over the past 30 years, that same $1,900 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $314,000 mortgage. That's over $100,000 worth of home you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. All you need to do to get started is reach out to the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Call us for full details, 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 or SiegelLendingTeam.com. Equal housing lender, licensed under NMLS number 217037.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender.
Homeowners that are 62 and older are about to find out a great way to live a better retirement. It's called a reverse mortgage, and SLT can help you learn more. Call the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990 right now to receive your free booklet with no obligation. It answers questions like how a reverse mortgage works, how much you qualify for, the ways to receive your money, and more. When you call the experts at Siegel Lending Team today, you'll learn the benefits of a government-insured reverse mortgage, how it will eliminate your monthly mortgage payments, and give you tax-free cash from the equity in your home. Here's the best part. You still own your home. Now is the best time to take control of your retirement. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 to get your free brochure. Call today or visit our website at SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com or simply call 800-306-1990.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message. And as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. In the Your Credit Matters segment today, being brought to you by CreditSanitizer.com. You have a credit report. It is wrong. What are you doing about it? Credit Sanitizer has the solutions. I know your credit report's wrong because despite what the media wants to tell you and what the FTC shared with us yesterday, FTC says 5% of the credit reports have errors on them. And that might be only in the first half an inch of the page, but that might be the way they're getting their information. I don't know. Medical debt, is it damaging the credit? Well, 43 million people, according to the latest figures available, is what they're saying are have damaged credit due to medical debt. But the untold story here is that people with insurance get their credit trashed, both because of the billing mix-ups and high debt-to-income ratios. If bad medical debt is harming you, here's some steps. Know what bad marks are in your credit file. You need to be looking at your credit report once or twice per year. AnnualCreditReport.com gives you your report once per year. CreditCheckTotal.com costs you a buck for the first month, and then you just cancel it. Don't tell them I told you that. And they'll give you your credit report and your FICO score. It's just you and me listening, so don't tell them that I said that. Find the right buttons to push. Recently, I heard from a caller who was involved in a fee dispute with a dentist over the cost of services that have been rendered. She resolved her beef by appealing to the state insurance department. That doesn't happen too often. There's a teaching lesson here, though, for everyone. You've got to push as many buttons as you can until you find the right one. Again, don't tell them I told you. HIPAA. Remember the word HIPAA. It's actually an acronym. It's not a word. But if your doctor gives your personal information to the credit repair company or to the collection company, and the collection company has to have full and complete details on what they're collecting. My favorite word becomes HIPAA. And the collection company doesn't have to worry about that, but your doctor does. And then consider small claims court. If all else fails, make sure you have all your documentation. And as I shared with you in the past, when you're talking about small claims court, save yourself some money. Again, don't tell them I told you this. So if you go to the small claims court or you go online, fill out the paperwork, but don't file it. Send a certified return receipt requested letter to the doctor, to the credit bureaus, and to the collection company stating, here is the lawsuit I'll be filing within 14 days if this isn't resolved. I have a funny feeling that you're going to hear back from somebody. Just another word, if they don't call back, then you go and spend the money. But right that way, you just filled out the paperwork, send it to them. Don't tell them I told you not to file it yet. Just a little bit of advice for you. That's the Your Credit Matters segment, again, brought to you by CreditSanitizer.com. Brett Barber is with us, Giant Solutions. So, you know, Jay, Brett, I know that you and Jay are friends. I'm sorry about that. I didn't mean to say something.
Yeah,
like
you could have gone all show with that.
But you know, the concept here, you've got this program – and Giant Solutions, Jay and I are giants, probably only when we're laying down, Jay. You got a high-yielding investment?
Absolutely, Ron. Yeah, okay. What we've done is, as Giant Solutions, we partnered up with a few different firms, namely Woodbridge Wealth, and they've been around for 35 years. What they do is provide high income, up to 8% fixed income products secured by high-end commercial real estate, locally here in LA and all over Southern California. And basically what they do is provide a high yield for customers looking for a better return than 1% on their savings account.
How long do you have to have your money in the account?
Actually, as short as 1 year.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, and can a broke Joe, like a radio host and a mortgage guy, can we get into it, or is it only for the rich and famous?
Well, actually, it used to be only for the rich and famous. One of the properties, the Owlwood Estates Mansion, is actually worth $120 million now. They purchased it for $90 million, and all their properties have 50% or less LTV. So that means that if, let's say, you bought a house for $50 million and tomorrow you could sell it for $100 million, that means the construction...
But I have to have the $50 million to buy it first.
Right. So instead of just offering it to institutional investors, now they've lowered it down to as little as $25,000.
$25,000?
Yeah.
Okay. So, and is it an accredited investor, or can it be the... Like I say, the average Joe like Jay and I.
Yeah, actually, it's a lending opportunity with the UCC. So
okay.
You don't have to be an accredited investor.
Okay.
You can be an average Joe.
Good deal. So, Jay, we can go do that.
Well, thank you. We're all
in
the average. Right.
Well, I shouldn't say that. I didn't realize Jay is also one of the rich and famous. So I'll just speak for myself.
I didn't realize it either, but thanks.
Okay, Jay, you're not rich and famous, and you're not average. I don't want to go with where you are, but... Okay, so they're investing. So that's that property you're just talking about. That's a quote unquote residential property, right?
Right.
Some people call it multifamily if it's a $100 million house.
Well, the Owlwood Estates Mansion is actually connected to the Hugh Hefner Mansion.
Okay.
And so when they sold that property, they were going to buy Hugh Hefner's, but he wanted to live there and did a life estate. And so what they're going to do is turn it into a 5-property development on the 11 acres. And, basically turn into a $300 million development. And so... And
5 properties on the one property.
Yeah, on the 11-acre property.
Okay.
In Holmby Hills. And so this is one example of how they turn high-end properties in L.A. into mega mansions, as I'm sure you've
sure.
seen on all the TV
shows. So are they tearing down a mansion or one place? Or is this already, like, raw land, or they exist already...
Actually, they're going to keep the mansion, and what they've done is...
That'll be the clubhouse for the other houses.
Exactly. Just for Jay, so he can look over at the Playboy mansion over the wall. And
that'll be a pretty short wall.
And without even doing anything, they purchased it for $90 million, and it's gone up to $120 million. So all the investors have already paid back. And several of my clients have rolled over again to get another seller.
Okay, no, wait. You gotta back up here, Brett. I'm a simple guy. So they bought it for 90. It's worth 120. How do you get paid back then? Did they sell it?
No, they haven't sold it yet because now they're going to start doing the construction to turn it into a $300 million mansion. And so what they do is investors, you put in for a 1-year note. You get paid your 7% interest immediately. So on $100,000, $500 a month. Immediately goes in your bank account, and then after 1 year, you can either roll it over again or get your $100,000 back. No fees, no costs, no charges. You get 100% of your principal back.
Wow, and it's secure. Now, is the entity that's buying it, is that who's got the security interest, or do I have my own name on title?
Yeah, you have your own name on title as a first position promissory note, but also Woodbridge Wealth, who has $2 billion in their portfolio, secures any payments.
Okay. Wow. So it's pretty serious stuff.
Absolutely.
I mean, that's all local. So and you don't have to. So you're saying $25,000. I was looking at a sheet here that was talking about a $50,000 minimum investment, but $25,000. That starts getting pretty affordable for some people. Can
yeah.
it be done in a self-directed IRA?
Absolutely. Yeah. Actually,
okay.
About 70% of our clients use Mainstar Trust, which can purchase assets like this.
Okay.
And you're completely in control. There's no fees. So you don't have to pay a broker or manager 1% plus to manage your IRA. You're completely in control.
Okay. So I want to ask you the same question I asked Jay. How do you guys make money then if there's no fees?
So we get paid by the investor.
Okay.
So you don't have to pay.
So I thought I'm the investor.
No, we get paid by the investment company, Woodbridge Wealth.
Gotcha. Okay.
So
Woodbridge Wealth. So how do they make money if there's no fees?
Because when they turn it into a $300 million property, they're
okay.
going to make $200 million profit. So So they,
okay.
They can pay a few extra percentage points to a
It's a back end. Okay, so it's a finder's fee that's not coming out of, technically, it's not coming out of my investment. I mean, obviously, they have to cover all their expenses before they pay anything. Mm-hmm. But the bottom line is it's a back end issue that's, again, like I share with you all the time, don't worry about, I mean, I ask the question because I want to know, you want to know, you should know, but is it important? The really important question is, how much do I get, right? That's, if you're going to get 7%, 8%, 9% as your net return, net of fees, that's what's important. And I hope Brett gets the same amount. Maybe he gets more than that. I don't know. I don't care. As long as it, because what can I do better than 8 or 9% or 7%, whatever the number is? Probably not on something that secure. So that's your whole idea. And you're getting monthly revenue from it as well. So that's a big issue right there. We're going to talk more with Brett Barber, Giant Solutions, when we come back. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. We're going to also talk about the ideal reverse mortgage candidate, and it may surprise you. We'll talk about that as well when we come back. Again, you're listening to Ron Siegel Radio. You can reach us anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/Ron Siegel Radio, on Twitter, @Ron Siegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, Ron Siegel 1, Ron Siegel the number 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Most businesses struggle to get the online reviews they need to get a competitive edge over their competition. Rex is a brand new technology that uses text messages to direct happy clients to your online review sites, Zillow, Google, Facebook, and Yelp, and unhappy clients to a private survey so businesses can win more customers. Try Rex today by going to www.meetrex.com.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGEL LendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to reap@ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-4502.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. The Mortgage Minute today being brought to you by our friends over at Gold Star Mortgage. They're the only one with the Fast Pass Loan Approval. That allows your real estate professional to go out and make your offer with no loan contingencies. Think about that concept, no loan contingencies. In a market where inventory is tight, buyers are in a premium, any advantage you get is beneficial. The ideal reverse mortgage candidate may surprise you. You see it all the time, articles about reverse mortgages that begin with, they're not for everyone. Wonder what the, you know, I've had that debate with Jay Kaplan. We'll not do that today, but then the author describes an ideal scenario. Sadly, many perfect candidates won't consider a reverse mortgage because misinformed authors and consumer advocates have painted the wrong picture of the product. Some phrases that are inaccurately used to describe the model applicant include older homeowner, cash-strapped or desperate, last resort, house rich, cash poor. So you know the real truth about most of those? I think I've got a friend over here that can help us with that. Yeah, not very good. And if you're a regular listener of Ron Siegel Radio,
you know better than that.
Yes, you know better than that. There are descriptions of traditional needs-based reverse mortgage borrowers. So those are descriptions of the needs-based reverse mortgage borrowers. However, with the regulatory reforms of the last 4 years, these borrowers are now a smaller portion of the three primary uses described for the reverse mortgage. Of course, with any reverse mortgage applicant, we want to make sure it is their intention to remain in their home, preferably through retirement. But it may surprise you that the following may be qualities of an ideal reverse mortgage candidate. Number one, age 62. Still working, has about 5 years to pay on their traditional mortgage, and may never need access to the funds. All of those. I've got a full report here. If you want to, I don't have time today to go into every one of these. Yeah, we might do it a different day. But think about it. If you fit into that category, age 62 or older, still working, have about 5 years to pay on your forward mortgage, and may never need access to the funds, well, you may be the ideal candidate for the reverse mortgage. That is the Mortgage Minute, again, brought to you by Gold Star Mortgage. Jay, you're the expert in the reverse mortgage world. So I shouldn't say that. I'd rather use the term guru. Because you know what happens? Every time somebody says expert, the first thing that the contrarian does is they want to poke a hole in the story. So we don't want to poke a hole in it. We just want people to learn from you. So Any thoughts? Did we hit anything right or wrong?
What you described is, of course, an ideal candidate. However, I think everyone over 62, or at least when one of the owners is 62 or more and has enough equity in their home, everyone should have this. Heckam.
So,
everyone.
And even if you don't have equity in your home right now, if you're looking at purchasing a home.
Yeah, like let's say for me. I don't know, you know, purchasing a home. But for me, being 120, I could have gotten it at 62.
Right.
I owed too much money.
Okay.
I'm finally now within range, you know, after being so pro and trying to educate everyone, I'm finally at the spot where I'm getting my own. And in fact, at 4 o'clock this afternoon, my wife and I are having our counseling session.
Nice.
So okay. I can be congratulated. Thank you.
Congratulations,
thank
Jay.
Thank you.
Got the whole audience applauding you, Jay.
That's the only time. But, you know, yesterday when I saw Wade Fowle, one thing he brought up again was that the worst use of a reverse mortgage or HECM is to wait until you need it.
Sure.
So that's what
that means. You didn't spend any time with a financial planner.
Right.
Right. And you and I look at it, you and I are in the same boat on this, Jay, is that, you know, there's a lot of people that are in Brett's side of the world. They're dealing with assets, right? You and I focus a lot more on liability side, mm-hmm. and you need the planning of both.
But, you know, a way to keep or protect those assets is with this line of credit.
Sure.
To be able, and we already discussed in the other segment a lot of things you can do with it. Sequence of returns is one thing which I don't think I'll get into right now, but you know, you understand we've gone over it before.
And you can look back at all the broadcasts with Jay that are on the website or on
medical
our...
problems
sure.
that you don't know anything about right now. What's going to happen if you need extra money, which is going to cost $9,000 to $15,000 a month probably per person? You can borrow it from the kids. That won't make anybody very excited. You can sell the home. That probably won't make too many people excited.
Jay, let's give a quick story here. And you don't even know this one yet. We have Jay helped a listener probably 6 months ago, give or take, get a reverse mortgage. Again, it was not one of those that were in need. It was a desire. And I was having lunch with him yesterday. He says, you know, I got my statement, and I'm 6 months away from being able to take any more money out of it. We don't want to get into the technical weeds. He said, but it says I have a larger availability than I had before.
Because it's growing.
Right.
It continuously grows. It's
like
not,
me.
It's
wrong way.
Yeah, I wish I could say the same. It's always growing, and we've talked about it before. I mean, there's no way it can stay the same.
Right.
And, you know, we can get into the logistics, you know, exactly how things work another time. But it's always going to grow, and it has nothing. The important thing is it has nothing to do with the underlying value of your property. It has everything to do with interest rates in the future. And since we all kind of think they're probably going to go up.
Sure. More likelihood of up than down.
You know, just having it is like protection or a hedge against inflation.
So let's talk a little bit about these spreads here, Jay, and I don't talk about when we're sitting down and, you know, overlapping
that's,
the chair.
That's quite a bit.
But you know, one of the things that we hear frequently is from a planning standpoint, you and I, again, being on the debt side of the balance sheet, we look at it and say, okay, well, you know, you're paying 4, 5, 6, 10, 20, 50% interest. It doesn't matter what the number is, right? And then when we take that money, if we've got a lot of equity in our house, that equity is doing absolutely nothing for us. It's dead money, right? I mean, it's
correct.
Just sitting there.
Correct.
Now, we can take that same money and work on a little bit of a spread,
correct.
Right? And that's when we go to Brett
right.
and we say, okay, I'm borrowing, you know, today, and I don't want to go into any numbers because then we have to give all the legal stuff. But Freddie Mac, we can say that
mm-hmm.
legally. 3.89%, pay a half to get it. 3 point less year, whatever your tax rate is. We're not giving tax advice. But you can take that money and then go into this investment that you're talking about, Brett. And what's the return on that?
Well, it's actually between 7 and 9%.
Yeah. And like we said during the break, Brett, is that an era of low interest rates like we're in right now, regardless of what a millennial might think, is very expensive for retired people.
Sure. So let's look at the numbers, though. 7 to 9, right? So let's just go with 7.
Okay.
That's easy.
So
and you pay, let's say that someone gets a 4% interest rate on a house, either a forward mortgage or a reverse. Roughly, if you're going to qualify for almost any property in Southern California, you're probably paying 25% in taxes or more, right?
Exactly.
So that 4% now is looking more like 3%.
Correct.
And you take this other money, and it's interest income, so that's get taxed at interest tax rates, whatever those are, right? So you got that 3% compared to 7% on the low side. So let me ask you this question. If I said to you, you could go and buy a car today and go buy a new Mercedes for $3,000 and you can sell it tomorrow for $7,000.
Where's that car lot again?
How many times would you do it?
All day long.
Right? And that's what you're really saying, because there's no limit to the amount of money that there might be limits to the amount, but for most people, there's not. You can put a lot of money into the investments you're talking about.
Yeah, and a quick story. Jay and I just did a transaction where the client had a $500,000 property. They were able to withdraw $200,000 in equity and deposit it with Woodbridge, earn $14,000 a year or $1,000 a month. And so they're still making a $400 per month profit, which they can use for their own expenses and still pay the loan.
And you probably don't want to tell anybody you're doing that, because certain of the government entities don't like that stuff, but it's exactly the way it works. That's the way people make money in this country. And if you want more information on either of these products, give me a call, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. I'll put you in touch with both of the guys. And as always, be sure to set that first radio preset button to come back here every day to join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. A big thanks to John, who's engineering us today. And, of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions or meet any of our guests, call me anytime, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. And remember, make a lot of money, help a lot of people, have a lot of fun. Have a great day. We'll talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio.